Unit 51. Job hopping. Exercise with caution. As recently as 5 years ago, an executive who had hopped to 3 new jobs in less than 20 months would likely have ended up in career no man's land. But the rules have changed. Just ask Joseph Galli Jr., the newly appointed CEO and president of consumer products company Newell Rubbermaid. 2 years ago, Galli was holding down a top job at tool and appliance maker Black & Decker in Towson, Maryland. He left and took a prestigious job, chief operating officer of NetPioneer Amazon.com. But after only 13 months at Amazon's Seattle headquarters, Galli jumped again to the CEO spot at web B2B trailblazer VerticalNet in Horsham, Pasadena. From there, it was a relatively short hop to his new post at Rubbermaid. Galli is an extreme example of what might be called the itinerant executive, a new animal created by a vastly mobile workplace where loyalty to both companies and employees is an increasingly rare commodity. Not long ago, an executive resume with 4 jobs in less than 2 years might have been considered a warning of instability. But as Galli is proving, times have changed to the point that at least top executives can get away with emulating the job-hopping habits of football coaches. However, executive recruiters, the people who would profit most handsomely from a little more executive churn, say unless it's unavoidable, copying Galli probably isn't the smartest career move. For most mortals, they contend, there still is such a thing as a decent interval for remaining at a company before moving on. Moreover, they say, candidates for upper-level jobs need to have stayed put long enough to be able to point to accomplishments. Galli's love-them-and-leave-them style is pretty unusual. Hopefully, some employers are showing a greater tolerance for executive job-hopping. One reason is that the wealth boom of recent years has made early retirement a more likely option. Other factors may be playing a role, too. One is a rational reaction to early 1990s downsizings, when numerous managers, facing layoffs for the first time, began to replace corporate loyalty with the idea of taking charge of their own careers. The allure of dot-coms, combined with a shortage of management talent, has played a part, too. Suddenly, it was okay to take a flyer on becoming instantly rich, then boomerang back to an established old economy company. Indeed, many job candidates may get more kudos than demerits for having headed a startup that foundered. Companies in high technology are eager to find candidates with the broad business experience gained from running a fledgling company. In fact, executive recruiters often aren't surprised or put off when they see evidence of faltering on a candidate's resume. Still, older job seekers need an anchor on their resume to show evidence of having done serious time in at least one position. If you are 40 and your whole career is a bunch of hops, which can add up on the negative side, a search person won't be impressed. So it's probably a good idea to refrain from casual job hopping. After all, no job is worth a tarnished reputation.